I thank him this morning,
Lord,
for giving his life, for giving his life for a wretch like me, born into this world, a poor man. And he said when he came into the world that he was born poorest of the poor.
Lord, help him, God.
That you and I might be rich this morning. Not in the material things of life, but rich in love and rich in faith.
Lord, help him, God.
Oh, yesterday it took the suffering of one to bring the peace that we have here today. I don't know where the Lord wants me to go as I sit here on my seat. I thought of the hearts of the people who is here. So many diversities of hearts and thoughts and minds. And I thought, God, how can I get up there and tell them what they need? So let's just trust in the Lord and move on. And let the Lord send the message to the heart. For the Lord, he causes the rain to come down, he said, and the snow. Give bread to the eater and seed unto the sower. And he said, so is my word that goeth out of my mouth shall not return unto me a void, but shall accomplish in the things whereunto I please to send them. I love him today more than I love my very life. Because of the love that he put in me this day, I want all men to come and to go with us to a land called heaven, people. There's a place that the eye's not seen, the writer said in here. The eye's not seen, the ear has not heard the good things the Lord has in store for them that love and serve him. This morning I listened today. I beheld some of the beautiful things there is to my eyes when I'm out in the woods and beholding the beauty. Maybe a little wildflower that's blooming on the hill. Many eyes will never behold it. But God, brother, is arrayed all the beauty that we have. And how much more will he have for us to see when we reach on the other side of the land called heaven this morning, friend. But here today, and I want you to know that you can't go the way you are. You must have a change. You must be born again this morning. Not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Oh, listen today. God is God. His word today sitting on the right hand. But before he sat there, brethren, royal nation flowing into him, he came and done the work that no other man could do. John of old said, I saw a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And he said, I begin the weep because there was none I was able to open the book or to loose the seal there. And he cried and he wailed and for he saw the destitute of man and there was no remedy for sin, brother. And he wept much and beheld. Listen until there was a voice of an angel begin to speak unto him and say unto John, oh John, weep not, John. son, behold, out of the line of the tribe of Judah, there's one has prevailed, brother. For you see, there was a search made in the heavens above and in the earth and below, even the under the earth was certain, and there was none found worthy this morning, brother. I'm glad, brother, that mankind had one that was willing to die for the sin of the whole world. Oh, John, weep not, John. Behold, out of this land of the tribe of Judah, there is one that is worthy to open the book and to loose the seal thereof. Listen the day, people. Listen, the Bible's very plain that Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God. Oh, and the Lamb came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sitteth on the throne. Listen, and he took the book, brother. He opened the book. He loosed the seals thereof. What was that boom, friend? Oh, the day, friend. It was the old grace covenant that was coming. Brother, the law was coming to an end. Listen, the Bible said, and then the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And this lowly Lamb of God, brother, took that book and opened and listened as it is written of him. Lo, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O God, to take away the first and set the second upon better promises. But then was an awful price paid. Jesus today, the Lamb of God, born of a woman made under the law that he might redeem them that was under the law, Brother Fred. Oh, in due time, brother, he sent forth his son into the world to redeem them that was lost and had no way back to the cross. A man had sold himself for naught and had nothing to redeem himself with. They lost the likeness that was God. God had given man from the very beginning when Adam sinned, brother. He lost the likeness yesterday. But in Christ we gained the likeness back, brother. Because you know the Bible said they called them Christian first at Antioch. Listen, why? Because they was Christ-like. They had the likeness of Christ. I bury in my body, Paul said, the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then, brother, he came as a child into the world. And the same word that was made flesh dwell among men, and we beheld his glory, brethren, as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, God himself anointed Jesus Christ of the oil of gladness, brethren, and sent him into this world that man could have a way back to the tree of life and to reconcile him back in favor with God. For God, brethren, was too holy to look upon sin. All the day then, there was needful of an old rugged cross. It was needful, friend, of Jesus Christ going to the cross. Listen, I know this may not be the day that he was crucified and rose the third and appointed morning. But listen, it's a time that we use, brethren, to get people to think about the day that he rose rose from the grave. Oh, what a terrible price did he pay when he was on the cross. He cried, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Brother, it was written of old, brother, they turned their face from him. Listen, God, for a moment, I believe I had to turn from his only son, brother. When the old Roman soldier came by, listen, they break the legs of the thief on either side of him. But when they come to Jesus, Brother Terry, he'd already cried, already cried, it is finished, brother. The work that God giving the due was finished. He finished the law and set up and opened that book, brother. I brought forth the grace covenant out of heaven, if you will, brother. We had a little part of heaven right here on the earth. For that same word was made flesh, and that word was Jesus Christ, the lovely being of all. That they hung on that cross and they nailed him there, and oh Lord, Lord, and the humanity of him cried, Father, Father, thou forsaken me. Listen today. But as he cried in the garden, not my will but thine be done. For this cause came into the world. To this end was I born. He came to die, people. He came to pay the penalty price for mankind. There, except he'd have came, we'd all been as Sodom and Gomorrah. We'd have got our just reward. We'd have went down worlds without him. But I love the Bible to say it. Because he lives this morning, I can live also this morning. I'm alive this morning. You might say you're alive in the flesh, but you can't see my heart this morning, and I can't see your heart. If I can see the hearts of them, I can find dead men out here in this house walking around praying. If he's coming into your heart, you're alive and alive forevermore. Listen today, and whosoever will believe upon the Son of God shall not perish, but have everlasting life, abiding within him. Do you have that life this morning? Do you want that life this morning? He paid that awful price. Listen, what did he pay it with, brother? The Roman soldier came by and break the legs of the thieves on either side of Jesus. But brother, they come to Jesus and he was already dead. Instead of breaking his legs, they done one thing that was very needful, brother. With a spear in his hand, the Roman soldier meant it for evil, brother. But God meant it for good. And in the sight of the Lord, he pierced his side.
And what happened?
Therefore it came out water and blood. Not water only, but blood. Not blood only, but water. Why, brethren, why was the blood and the water come out? The blood was cleansing your soul, friend. That's what the blood's going to do. And the water gives life. That you can drink of the water of life and never thirst again. Jesus told him when he was on the earth, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. And they are dead this morning, Brother Greg. That's what these children need to understand. That you're dead this morning without Christ. Listen today. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness. And they are dead. But I am that bread that come down from God out of heaven, that a man meet far off and never die. This life, Brother Bill, is in his son, and without him, you're not going to see life. Just a certain fear and a far indignation appears in your heart, friend. You know, without God, you're going to burn forever and forever. Only said the day, Brian. But there he took him down from that cross. That wasn't the end of him, brother.
Yes, sir.
He said, in 3 days, Brian, you tear down this temple. In 3 days, I'll rear it up again. They thought he was talking of the temple of Solomon, brother. 46 years we've been building this. Are you going to rear it up in 3 days? But he's talking about his body, brother. He was talking about the resurrection of the dead. Brother, I'm glad they laid him in that new tomb, that Joseph begged the body of him and cried to Pilate, just let me take the Lord. He loved him, brother. He was a disciple of the Lord. He took the Lord and wrapped him in grave clothes, brother, and about 100 pounds, the Bible said, of myrrh and alloy. They anointed him, brother, for the burial. And they put him in a Joseph's new tomb, or wherever a man had ever been laid. And they rolled the stone at the mouth. Listen, away with Jesus, they cried. Give us Barabbas. I want you to know today, they thought they got rid of him. But they didn't understand, brother. He was going to come out of that grave, brother. Friend, and on the third in the morning, there was soldiers around that tomb. There was a garden, but listen, when God comes on the scene, there is no power like our God. There is no God like our God. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Listen, the day and God sent an angel, brother. Brother, and rolled the stone away. And they, the keepers of the grave, fell back as dead men.
That's
brother.
Exactly right.
I want you to know today, you can't fight against God. You might think, well, I'm doing this on my own strength. I can do this and I've got that. Brother Greg, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You can't even draw your next breath, children, except Jesus gives you that breath. You can't live forever except Jesus gives you eternal life. And you can't get that eternal life except you believe on the finished word of Jesus Christ and the blood that was shed and the resurrection morning. Early on the first day of the week, brother, came Mary Magdalene and her sisters come in there and looked into the tomb. What did she see, brother? She saw an angel, two angels, one at the foot and one at the head, brethren, and they outshined the noonday sun. Their appearance was as lightning, brethren, today, and they began to cry, "Where have you bore him? He's not here. He's risen. Go tell my disciples, brother, that I rose again. I went back, listen today, I went back to the Father. Where did he go on the cross, brethren? He said, into thy hands I command my spirit, brethren. Listen, but on that third and appointed morning, he got out of the grave by the power of God. Listen, he's alive. He's alive forevermore. And John said on the Isle of Patmos, when John was cast down there, for the word of God and the testimony that he held. Listen, the testimony of John began to say, brother, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a voice. Did you ever hear his voice? Speaking, never a man spake like this man. His voice is that the voice of many waters. One place is said like thunder, and another place said like a trumpet. The voice of God is plain. Listen, and John said, I being turned, I saw him that he'd already risen, seeing he'd already been glorified, and he saw him in his glorified body. I'm going to look like Jesus one morning, brother. I'm going to outshine the noonday sun. I'm going to be like him, brother, when I come out of that grave. Because he lives, I can live also. Listen, today his head and his hair was white like wool. Had a long white robe on. Girded about the paths with a golden girdle. His feet of that had been burned in fiery furnace. Listen, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, brethren. Listen, and he began to say unto John, behold, John, I am he, John. Fear not, I'm he that was dead. But behold, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys of death and hell. John, listen, I am the one, John. They marched up that hill of Golgotha. I am the one, John. They drove the nails in my hand. I am the one, John. They put the thorn on my head. I am the one, John. They put me in the grave, John. John, I'm the one and that God brung forth from the grave, rose on the third and appointed morning, over victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because he lives, you can live also. What will you do with Jesus? Will you say away with him? Give us Barabbas. There's a lot of Barabbases in the world today. But there's only one Jesus this morning, people. Take heed as unto that light that shines in a dark place. Until the day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. Take heed unto him, people. For the day of his coming is nigh, and who shall be able to stand? I'm not going to hold the people too long here.
Don't get in a hurry.
I want you to understand that he's coming again, people. Please prepare to live forever. Please prepare to go to heaven when this life is over. Eternity has no end. As the tree falls, Jesus said, so shall it be. If it falls in sin, it's coming forth from sin. And he said some is going to rise to everlasting life and joy and peace and happiness, and some to everlasting condemnation, contempt, sorrows, and is going to come upon them that they have never imagined in all the earthly world they can imagine. Hell is so much far worse than what man can comprehend in his mind. Even as heaven is so much more beautiful than we can imagine, I believe hell is going to be that much more torment, brother.
Yes, it is.
And you're going to have all five of your senses as the rich man had. Please, don't go to that awful place of torment. But when the Lord speaks to your heart, take heed to that low, still voice as he begins to speak. I am he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. Won't you come unto me and live forever? How do you come to him? With a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Seek the Lord on your knees, a crying, God, forgive me. Forgive me, God, of my sin that I've done. I believe that you died and you rose again. And I believe if I pray and trust in you from my very heart that you will save me. And he will save you, friend, because he's promised. If you, he that believeth on him, as the scripture has said, brethren, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, I'm going to tell you today, except you deny yourself and pick up the cross and follow Jesus, you can't go where Jesus is at. Except you repent, he said, you'll die in your sins, and where I am, you cannot come. But if you'll come to me with that broken heart, I will no wise cast you out. No wise. He loves you people today. He loves the creation of his hands, and he wants you to come and live forever in the heavenly land called heaven, brethren, where all of his children is going to go one day.